So the first thing is that there will be an emotional disconnect. So when there's an emotional disconnect, what happens is that the person is not willing to let you in into their life.
I love that.
So the person is sharing a home with you, but they are not sharing a life with you.
Mm.
They may be sharing a bed with you, but they are not sharing a life with you.
Yeah.
So they are not even discussing their fears with you.
Yeah.
They are not discussing their goals with you.
Yeah.
They feel self-sufficient. They feel like, I can do it without him. I can do it without her.
Yeah.
What's she doing here in the first place?
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. Emotional disconnect.
Mm.
The thing that follows emotional disconnect is physical disconnect.
Mm.
You see that the bed no longer shakes regularly.
Hi everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Cliff to Bliss podcast.
Yeah,
your go-to podcast for wisdom on everything
marriage.
And we are
Anthony
and Tolulope Akerele, and together we are known as the
OA Dynasty.
The doctors. On the episode today, we are going to be discussing married but single.
That's powerful.
Yeah. What does it mean to be married but single?
For those who might be hearing that for the first time, it means those who are legally married, but they are emotionally, physically, financially, or even spiritually disconnected.
I love that.
That's what it means to be married but single. Which means the life you are living before you got married is the same life you are still living. Nothing has changed. You are not conscious of the fact that there's somebody that you have to carry along with your life, or there are things that you have to do in, you know, unity with one person.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I really like that. And in addition to that, you could actually, you know, still be doing some things to, at least you're living in the same roof, under the same roof. So maybe that's not what you were doing when you were single.
Yeah.
Now you're living under the same roof. You could have actually even be wearing matching outfits.
Yeah.
Right? But you know.
Christmas clothes.
But you know, inside of you, that you are not united.
Yeah, exactly.
That you are not in agreement. Yeah, exactly. You know, in the way you plan. You know, in your planning, in making decisions.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very critical because, you know, we see that some people would still, you know, they are married. And really, sometimes some people are, you know, you're still trying to get used to it. And we're not talking about the teething, you know, problems here where, you're still trying to get used to it. You're newly married and you have to consciously tell myself, okay, yeah, now I'm married. Yes. So we get that. But there should be a time, right, where you know, where it's very clear. That we are not just legally married in the eyes of God and, you know, the public, but we are actually married in reality.
Exactly.
And we are not just roommates, right? Yeah. Because you even see people who are actually, you know, married, they have children together, but they are actually still just married, but single. Because probably only the man or only the woman is taking care of the kids.
Mm.
The man is completely disconnected, makes decisions on his own. It could even be investment decisions his own without consulting or without speaking to the wife. You know, you are just practically just doing things differently.
Exactly.
You manage your finances, you know, differently. You know, there's no accountability and all that, right?
That's a big word.
Yes. So, because marriage makes us accountable.
Yeah,
right?
That's a big word.
And we can leverage on our spouse, you know, to be accountable.
Yeah, yeah. That's accountability is key. Now, they are bringing somebody into their life to become one with that person.
Exactly.
So, if the consciousness is not there,
that
person will be married and still be living a single life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the consciousness of the scripture that says, for this reason shall a man leave his parents and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
Okay.
If that consciousness is not there, that person will be married and still be living a single life.
I really like that. Because, really, what makes you really married?
Yeah.
In the true sense of the word married, and not just on paper, is that you have become one
with somebody.
With somebody, that's really what are the problems? What are the things that could actually prevent people from becoming that one, or just becoming or being married and living single?
So a lot of things could precipitate, you know, living single but being legally married, and one of that thing is the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
The fear of the unknown. If I share my life with this person, am I safe with this person?
Mm.
You know. So, we tell people, if you have any doubt of your safety with anybody,
mm.
don't go into a marital relationship with that person.
Yeah.
Because you are becoming one with that person. So you are sharing the good and the bad and the in-between of that person with you.
Yeah.
So if you are not feeling safe, or if your sense of safety is threatened by that person, then don't go into a relationship with that person.
Don't go, yeah.
You know, so you can precipitate somebody getting married and still living single because you are scared. Even at night, you are closing one eye, you are opening the other one. Is this guy going to, you know, do something, you know, bad or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the major thing, the fear of the unknown and undiscussed expectations.
I love that.
You know, so you are expecting the person to do something, but you've never discussed it with that person. The person might not know.
Yeah, so you can be you can actually be shouldering a lot of responsibility. Yeah. Yeah. And I really like that, because sometimes we expect that, oh, the man should know. Oh, the woman should know. Shouldn't you know that you should do this?
Yeah.
But what about if they don't know? What if they don't know? So we need to communicate, and I really like that, because to you, you're actually living a single life because you are shouldering all this responsibility, whereas you have a partner that could help you to do that, but you have not communicated your expectations.
And the implication of that is that once the expectation or the undiscussed expectation is not met, they start living their own life. Oh, this person doesn't even care about me, so let me just do my own thing. Then you start living a single life while you're even married.
But what if you communicate the expectation and the person is still showing you responsible?
That's another ball game entirely, you know. So that means somebody is conscious of the fact that something is not right.
Yeah.
And you are calling the attention of the other party into what is not working well or what is not okay.
Yeah.
So the person does not see it that way. You may have to, you know, call, you know, bring in a counselor into this relationship, someone who can guide you, you know, who can help you fix the situation, someone who is godly, who is not going to break your home, because now we hear a lot of things everywhere, people, you know, are supposed to mend that are breaking homes, you know, bring someone who is godly, who is trained, who is a trained counselor into that situation. Oh, this is what it is. I've been trying to explain it, but my spouse is not getting it. How can you help us?
I love that.
So you can be helped.
Yeah.
And another big thing that you can do is to pray.
Yeah.
Prayer. When prayers go up, answers come down.
Yeah.
You know, you just wake up one day, you see that the person has changed.
Yeah. And prayer would actually even change you.
Prayer will change you.
Yeah.
Maybe what you're even asking the person to fix is even petty.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some people, they have big log in their eyes. All they are looking at is a speck in the other person's eyes.
Yeah.
So the prayer will change you, and if need be, the prayer will change that person as well. If it is something that the prayer, you know, that the person really needs to change, you know, change about.
Okay, I really like that. So what are the characteristics of, you know, being married? So how would you know that, oh, this couple, so how can we do a test now so that people can run the test and say, well, I think there's that characteristic in our home. Maybe we are just married but living single.
So the first thing is that there will be an emotional disconnect. So when there's an emotional disconnect, what happens is that the person is not willing to let you in into their life.
I love that.
So the person is sharing a home with you, but they are not sharing a life with you.
Mm.
They may be sharing a bed with you, but they are not sharing a life with you.
Yeah.
So they are not even discussing their fears with you.
Yeah.
They are not discussing their goals with you.
Yeah.
They feel self-sufficient. Mm. They feel like, I can do it without him. I can do it without her.
Yeah.
What's she doing here in the first place?
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. Emotional disconnect.
Mm.
The thing that follows emotional disconnect is physical disconnect.
Mm.
You see that the bed no longer shakes regularly. And if the bed stops shaking, problem will erupt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the physical intimacy will begin to reduce. It will now begin to feel more like a chore. More like a burden than something that should be
enjoyable.
Something that should give both of you pleasure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that starts. Then financial transparency will go. Because now that you cannot even discuss your life, your goal, your aspiration with that person, so why should the person know how much you're earning?
How much, exactly, how much you have in savings, what kind of investment decisions you want to make, and all those things, right? So what if you find that, oh, you're making investment decisions alone because it's your life, right? Together with this person, together for the future. But if you then discover that you're making that decision alone, maybe you're married but living single. And another thing really is avoidance of conflict.
That's a big deal.
Because sometimes some people will say, well, we don't have conflict.
We don't have issues.
We don't have issues. It's probably because you don't want to share. You just want, like, let me just leave it like this.
Yeah.
You know? So the person does not even really know what you feel. They don't really know what you're thinking
because they can't really tell.
Yes.
it's difficult to, you're just bland to that person.
Yeah.
And when you are I'm in the midst of your friends, you are bubbly, everything is going so far, the person comes in, you just become bland. You see people that would say, let's just talk about it so that another issue will come.
Exactly.
Are you that person?
Yeah.
That anytime your spouse come to discuss finances with you.
Yeah. I'm not ready to talk about it.
There'll be fights that night. Or they come to discuss something that is meaningful for the progress of the family. Then there's fight.
Exactly. Or you just discount it, like
just dismiss that person.
Dismiss it, right? Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that and we can't stress it enough.
We cannot
stress, especially, you know, making decisions on your own when you know that decision will affect this other person,
the family,
and the children. That is very selfish,
it is.
I think that the word is that if you see that all your moves actually have selfish tendencies, then you probably are just married but living single.
Another thing is where we've covered that in what we said, avoidance. You don't even feel irritated by the person's presence.
Wow.
You know,
that's already a problem.
Yeah, and that begins to affect your ability to express love. It affects your ability to express love.
Yeah.
So these are the key things that you must pay attention to. Yeah. Are you avoiding each other?
Yeah.
Are you avoiding conversations?
Difficult conversations.
Deep, meaningful, difficult, whatever type of conversation. Are you avoiding it with your spouse?
Mm.
Do you know that some people, you cannot even have conversation with them?
With them.
I don't know how to explain it. Communication is a lifeline.
Of the relationship.
For any relationship.
Yeah.
So if you cannot have it,
Sorry to cut in. Yeah. I think that one of the things that actually affect the strain in communication is that when there's a change in perception, when you start to view your spouse in a different light, that would strain your relationship. It will strain the communication in a very, very big way. And it might start tiny bit here and there. Something happened, you're not able to communicate it. By the time and when you explode, and then people are asking you, what happened? You can't even trace it to one big thing. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about the small thing. You're like, is that thing? Is that it? Is that it? And that's because she did not communicate it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very, very important for, you know, couples to... Because the truth is there's so many benefits. You know, there are so many benefits when it comes to marriage. And it predicates on agreement.
Agreement is key. In any marriage, agreement is key.
Agreement is key. So for people probably who are married but living single, how can they, you know, get out of that? How can they begin to...
That's a big deal. You know, people don't even know how they got into it in the first place.
Yeah.
Why? Because this connection does not start in a day. Or does not just happen in a day.
Yeah.
It begins gradually,
yeah.
You know, from one thing to another, then it becomes a big deal.
Yeah.
So the first thing is that once you can realize that there's a problem,
yeah.
Once you can realize that you have fears that you cannot discuss with your spouse, once you realize that the line of communication is a bit blurry,
yeah.
Call each other into a meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no way to resolve communication issue than to have communication. There's no better way to resolve it.
Yeah.
Have communication. And if the person is becoming unreasonable or is just being unreasonable, then invite.
Yeah, you might need to seek a counselor.
You might need to seek a counselor about that.
And I think one thing, while we wrap up here, yeah, is that another sign, really, mm, of you being married and, you know, living single is that your prayer lives are actually apart. Yeah. So people can see you and they think that, oh, this person is a prayer warrior and all that, but do you, yeah, pray with your spouse?
That's a place of spiritual disconnect.
Yes. Yeah. Do you pray? And that's, mm, I think that's a very good, mm, you know, segue to
exactly, exactly.
You know? So you can actually pray, you know, initiate that, you know, let's pray together. I think we should pray together. Because even in a prayer, you would know what the heart desires. Yes.
In anybody devotion, when you hear the prayer point of your partner, you know that there's a problem, so you can fix it.
You know, so it's, yeah, so yeah, in praying together, mm, would actually help it, and just, yeah, being you know, honest about, yeah, how you feel.
But do you know that the twist to this is that some people are actually professionals in performance partnership.
Mm.
They act like it, mm, but deep down they know that it is not it.
Or they are celebrating their spouse on WhatsApp status on different things. They
paint the city blue.
But inside, the spouse that you are celebrating knows that.
And the spouse is wondering, the step up I saw, is that for me or for someone else?
Or are you just trying to show? Yeah, yeah, so we can't exhaust, but really, really pray that, you know, the Lord would, you know, come into that situation. You just invite him, yeah, and ask him, you know, yeah, to show mercy, yeah, and he's always willing. He's, yeah, always willing.
We are very sure that someone is blessed by this conversation.
Yes.
Maybe you have not been paying attention to it,
mm,
but what we have just said today will just make you sit down and examine your relationship. Yeah. Am I avoiding my partner?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I,
yeah,
or my spouse?
Yeah.
Or am I afraid to share my goals and aspiration with, yeah, my spouse,
yeah,
or am I parenting alone?
Yeah, exactly,
that's a big aspect of it.
Yes,
one person is just on the other corner, and you are on this side doing everything. You get the kids ready, you take them to school, you do everything, and the other person is just unconcerned.
And you're more like you're dying under that weight.
It's not that you have a conversation, oh, please, I need to attend to, yeah, this project.
Exactly.
Can you please do this? No, there's no conversation. The other person is just not bothered.
Hmm.
And you are doing the parenting alone and things like that. You might be in a married but single relationship. So you need to reassess it.
Yeah.
Call your partner, your spouse, have a conversation around it, and pray.
Yeah.
Invite God into it. One of the episodes that we released not too long ago said, in any marital relationship, God is the glue,
yeah,
that makes the covenant of, mm, becoming one possible.
Yeah.
So if the glue is missing,
mm,
you will be married and will still be living a single life. So, yeah, bring God back into the equation. The closer both of you get to God, the closer you get to each other.
Yeah.
And we pray for any marriage that, amen, is under this attack,
mm,
that God Almighty will open your eyes.
Amen.
God Almighty, amen, will fix it for,
amen,
you, and your marriage will be blissful again.
Amen.
And you will enjoy. You are meant to enjoy, yes, marriage and, yes, not to endure it.
Yes.
And that will be your testimony that, amen, you will truly enjoy your marriage.
Amen. God, amen, bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I know you have been blessed.
Oh, yes.
So, we need a favor from you.
Yes, please.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel,
yes,
OA Dynasty Forum, and follow us on all our streaming, yeah, platforms,
yes,
Apple Podcasts and Spotify, yeah, at the Cliff to Blaze Podcast.
Yes.
Until we come your way again next time with another exciting episode of the Cliff to Blaze Podcast, we say,
God bless you.